we're going to have, and we do have a quorum, so I'll call the meeting to order. Are there any citizen comments? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the next item. I think everybody knows what the result of the Standard & Poor's AAA rating and the Fitch AA+, so I don't think we'll say anything more about that. Are there any reports from any members of the committee?
No reports from me.
All right, we'll then proceed on to number five. This has to do with the notes for $13,600,000. Jonathan?
The whole box of paper.
Are you carrying it in?
Is that the same box? Is that what's down in Chicago? Or a different box?
It kind of does look like the same box.
So I will pass out copies of the sale day report, and the resolutions are also included. Look at this. It's okay. I kind of had stuff on it.
I thought you were handing, sorry.
Does everybody have one?
I think so, yes. Yes,
we
do.
Good. So we took bids at 10 a.m. this morning, and the result for the notes for the 2022A issue was four bids. The winning bid was submitted by FHN Capital Markets out of Memphis, Tennessee. The true interest cost that they submitted was 2.5072%. The high bid was 2.6547%. So about almost $100,000 interest difference between the bids, low and high. We were able to downsize this issue due to premium received. The reoffering premium received on this was $839,964. We were able to use a portion of that to downsize the issue by $135,000. So the final issue size is $13,600,000. The remaining premium was deposited at debt service fund to help pay principal and interest during the first 2 years of the amortization schedule. So if you want to look at, I don't have page numbers really, but the page that's called bid tabulation, you can see the bids submitted by FHN as the winning bidder. Other bids came from Jeffries out of New York, Baird out of Milwaukee, and Huntington Securities out of Chicago.
So Jonathan, can I ask a question about the bids through the chair, please?
Yes.
On the Huntington, how competitive do you see them being?
We don't see them win many deals. I think overall my comments about the who was bidding on both of these deals was this really taps into a sphere of investor that or underwriter that we don't often see around Wisconsin,
yeah.
And that has a lot to do with the AAA rating and also just the location of the county, I think, and the profile of the county. So places like Jeffries, Huntington, and then the winner on for the bonds, JP Morgan, they're not your bread and butter underwriters in Wisconsin at all. So I think that's a positive for the county.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right, any discussion on the first resolution? Seeing none, is there a...
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion?
Approval.
For approval of $13,600,000. All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Next item is the $6,400,000 note. These are bonds or notes?
Bonds.
These are bonds. The other were notes. All right, go ahead.
So for the bonds, so again, we went out to market again at 10 a.m. The initial size on this was $6,490,000. We received six bids on this. The low bid was 3.2887%, and the high bid was 3.5824%. That's over $236,000 in difference. Again, we did receive a sizable premium on this of $364,000, which we used a portion of to downsize the issue by that $90,000 down to $6.4 million even. And the remaining portion was deposited debt service to help offset debt service in the first 2 years, which really helps us to structure the debt schedule and the repayment schedule so that you kind of have a more predictable and consistent increase in debt service throughout the capital plan years. Again, this the winner on this was JP Morgan Securities as lead underwriter. Other bids came from Piper Sandler, Baird, Baker Group, FHN, and TD Securities, which is another New York firm that we don't often see. So, all in all, these were significantly below our pre-sale estimates in terms of interest rates, which is great. It speaks to, you know, where the market has moved. This issue, the bonds, were $788,000 less than our pre-sale estimates. And just to backtrack for a second, the notes were $970,000 less than the pre-sale estimates. So, you know, a huge cumulative difference in the interest, cost of interest for the county.
All right, discussion, Aaron.
I just noticed that the interest rates are higher for the bonds than for the notes. Is that typical? Why is that typical?
Yes, it just has to do with the length of time.
Okay.
So the longer that you have debt outstanding, the more your underwriter is going to request in terms of interest. It's a higher risk for them, so they're going to be a higher rate for them.
Okay, thank you.
John?
Yeah, what was the interest rate that we were predicting?
So in both cases, it's interesting, actually. The interest rates that we had at pre-sale were almost exactly 1% higher than what we ended up getting. So for the bonds, we ended up at 3.28. Our pre-sale estimate was 4.31. And for the notes, we ended up at 2.5. Our pre-sale estimate was just about 3.5. So we did about 100 basis points better in both.
Dave.
And what is the reoffering premium?
The premium is something that underwriters will offer at pricing. It's essentially them paying money up front to the price of this these two deals in order to buy down the overall interest rate, and that allows them to have higher coupons in the actual amortization schedule, but because you get that extra money up front, that lowers the total borrowing costs and helps to pay some of the debt service. It's kind of a pricing dynamic that underwriters use, and it's very common in this kind of.
Does that go to you, or is that partially to you and partial to us? Or
none to us. It goes towards offsetting the part of the debt, the overall debt burden. So another for these issues, we were able to reduce the total borrowing amount without actually reducing the amount of proceeds you have for construction projects for both of these issues. And then the remaining amount is going to go towards paying debt service for the first 2 years. So it's, you know, kind of a positive both on the size and structure of the actual deal, and it's also a positive that you have some money to apply towards debt service that is not levy.
Thank you.
Dave.
Mr. Chairman, I have two questions through the chair to Jonathan. So one question is, are there documents you need signed by the chair and the clerk tonight? So after the conclusion, so were we going to do that right after we approve the resolutions, or wait till the end of the meeting? Or?
I usually wait till the end of the meeting, and I catch the clerk and the chair, and then I fax them, email them to Ellers.
Yeah. So just a heads up to the chair that you'll want to sign these documents to. I know it's your discretion, but the deal relies on that. So, and the second question is, how did our rates compare to the a comparable bond buyer index?
Oh, it's the last page of my report. I don't know why I didn't think about that one. So we have the three-year trend in the bond buyer index there, and you can see, as I'm sure Craig mentioned at the pre-sale meeting, that you know, rates really jumped up at the beginning of 2022, and they've kind of corrected for that. I think they were overly aggressive in how much they were pricing in these market movements and the Fed interest increases and things like that. So they've kind of dropped since then. So let's say the high point in the last few months was in May, over 3.55% for a for the 20-year BBI. This is an index of municipal bonds that matures in 20 years and have an average rating of AA2, so they'll have a worse rating than what the county currently has. And as you can see, the rates really did drop from that high point.
Wow.
Just in the last few weeks, so that was really good news.
Yeah. Same thing for the notes and bonds.
Yeah.
Good. That concludes my questions.
Yeah. Any other discussion, Gabe?
Yeah, I just had a question. Did you do a comparison, like if you apply a discount that you got received from them, to see what the actual interest rate would be, how much that would lower that interest rate?
Yes, and that is, and I can give you a copy of your packet here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So, and if you look, you don't have to do it now if you don't want, but there's this page called Bid Tabulation, and you can see the winning bidder. We have the interest rates per year. We have the rate that they actually are giving us, the coupon rate, and then the yield, the reoffering yield, which is the coupon rate and taking into account the premium.
Right.
So you can see the actual rate
so
of paying is a lot lower. Yes, it
Thank
is.
You.
Yes.
All right, any other discussion? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
All right, is it
second?
All right, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, that concludes our agenda this evening. Is there a motion to adjourn? And don't forget to sign the
so moved.
Resolution.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. And if you haven't signed, please remain and sign these.
There are three copies.
Oh, you got to do three.
Oh, okay.
There's three copies of what?